Right now, it's time to bring in Dr. Judy Werpin. And Food for Mood, Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. She's also author of Simon Loses His Tummy. And we say good morning to Dr. Werpin in Boston.
Yes, and I'm glad that Simon, my dachshund with the short legs, was not underneath all your... Not near your car when you were busy shoveling off the snow, because there would have been no more dog.
You know, it was just one of those things. You know, it's one of those things you have to do, so what the heck, you know? What the heck?
Well, you know, technology should enable these cars so they can drive themselves to at least blow the snow off themselves as well, right?
That's right.
Before you even get into the car.
You know what? I think you've just invented something.
The problem is that these cars are being developed in California.
But just imagine a preheater that goes in the roof.
Sometimes it's like a defroster, you know, how sometimes it just freezes.
That's exactly right.
But the wires in the roof, I bet you that'd be an option people around here would buy.
Can I just say something? Our wires on our roof have caused nothing but trouble.
Yeah.
Well, or else they have a gigantic fan or something, a sweeper on top that will just get the snow off and make sure nobody is in your way when it comes flowing off.
Or anyway, just hire a caretaker to do it.
That's right. Or move to Florida, which is why I'm in Boston, of course, because it's snowing. Anyway, I wanted to write what I sent to you today, Jill and Marshall, because it really supposedly ends a big argument about what kind of diet you should go on if you're trying to, you know, get a diet that's most effective. And over the last, 10 years, 12 years, people have been, you know, verbally battling each other about whether eating high fat or eating high carbohydrate, eating paleo, eating Atkins, eating South Beach, eating vegan, eating raw food, etc. You know, what is the best way to lose weight? And of course, you know, behind all this, you know, the best way to lose weight obviously is to eat really portion control, really, and watch your calories and try to exercise. But that is just such a boring way to think about weight loss that, you know, it's been a lovely battle for people who maybe don't want to diet, but they love to talk about it. You know, what kind of diet is going to be best for you? And a couple of weeks ago, an article was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, supposedly and probably truly showing that it really doesn't make any difference. I mean, you know, that's no surprise to anybody who tries to use some common sense in trying to decide how to eat. But, you know, it must have been a big surprise for the proponents of all sorts of commercial weight loss programs, tabloid weight loss programs. You know, I lost, you know, 50 pounds in 3 hours because I followed this particular kind of diet. What the researchers did was take ask over 600 men and women who were, you know, obese, and put them on a weight loss program for a year, and half of them received a diet that was relatively high in fat, and the other a diet that was relatively high in carbohydrate, but it had the same number of calories. Very important. And they followed the diet, and for the year with all sorts of behavioral help. But what's important here is to realize that the carbs they were eating were not things like gourmet ice cream, jelly donuts, chocolate chip cookies, and chocolate candy. No, they were eating carbohydrates like whole grains, quinoa, sweet potatoes, lots of vegetables and fruits, and lean protein. And the people who were on the high fat diet were eating fats like avocado, nuts, and seeds. Along with, again, some lean protein. So they weren't chomping down on bacon dipped in melted butter and wrapped around a piece of fatty pork. You know, that was not the kind of fat that they were eating. They were eating very healthy fats. And so it turns out that if you eat a very healthy diet, either carbohydrate-rich or fat-rich, you really are going to lose exactly the same amount of weight. And it was between, you know, maybe a pound or half a pound difference between the two groups. And they lost, interestingly, over a year, 13 pounds, which is, I think, should be talked about for a second, too, because that's hardly a gigantic amount of weight to lose. It's about a pound a month. But it's a kind of weight to lose that will stay off because you're losing it slowly. you're changing your eating habits. As Jill, you've always said, you're going into a diet program that you can use for the rest of your life. And when you stop losing the weight you want to lose, you can simply use that as maintenance. And you know what? The whole effect of this is a great big ho-hum, oh, well, not very interesting, because, you know, it doesn't sell books. It doesn't sell, you know, weight loss programs on the television. It doesn't sell tabloids. But it does sell common sense, you know, really shows that, you know, this is the way to lose weight. The only problem that I found with that whole study is that it really didn't talk about problems. I mean, what if you're an emotional eater and you eat out of anxiety? What if you are somebody who is on antidepressants that makes you gain weight? What if you're somebody who has, as most people do, a work schedule so that you can't spend the time preparing the foods that these people did on their study? You have two jobs. You have a long commute. You have young children. They wake you up at night. You're sleep-deprived. You're a shift worker. The problem is that this study was done in a bubble, you know, a bubble of a research institution where the participants were being helped by dietitians and behavior psychologists, et cetera. And even with all that, they only lost the 13 pounds. So you know, as good as this study is, it doesn't mean that, you know, everybody's going to be able to follow the diet without any problems. But on the other hand, at least it will maybe stop all the nonsense that comes out about, Zach, you should be following the diet, just eating nothing like pork rinds, because that's the best way to lose weight.
Yeah. The problem, of course, is, as you point out, it is not sexy. You know, it's easier to stand on TV in a pair of pants that is that wasn't your size anyway, holding out the waist saying, I lost, you know, 700 pounds in a week.
Yes.
Because who really wants to? And it's funny because the thing that's worked the best with you, Marshall,
easier just counting calories and eating what you want
in
the amounts you want. And now it's been a long term thing for me. And through the winter, where I'm inactive and everything, I still have lost about a pound and a half. And once the springtime comes and I can start walking again, I'm down about from my high right now about 60 pounds, and I've got about another 40 that I have to take off.
But the point is, Marshall, this is the first. Oh, I'm sorry, Judy, it's your show, but I just have to say this is the first winter that we've gotten through that it hasn't gone up.
Way up, get back up. Yeah. So it does work. It does work, and it's not hard to do because you get to eat the things you like. Like if I want a Frankfurter, I'll have a Frankfurter. But I put it down, and then I realize, okay, well, I better have two salads and then for the rest of the day. It's very easy to do. If you want something, you can have it. If you want a slice of pizza, you can have a slice of pizza.
But one pizza, not a whole pizza.
But you still can satisfy what you
want. Slice, he said slice.
That's exactly right. And again, I think somebody, not me, should maybe write a book on how we got ourselves into this chaos of diet plans. I mean, it was driven so much by the media and, you know, the desire to make money out of somebody else's weight loss. And as you say, Jill, you know, you say you promote all these kooky diets and you have a PR, a marketing company that comes and really markets them, you know, everywhere. And then people say, oh, it must really work. I mean, like the South Beach diet. The South Beach diet is simply a healthy diet that claims that it doesn't have much carbohydrate, but it does have carbohydrate. It has healthy carbohydrates. It has some, you know, starchy carbohydrates. It certainly has plenty of fruits and vegetables that have carbohydrates in it. It simply cuts out pies and cakes and all the things that people really should not be eating if they're trying to lose weight or should be eating in moderation. But this here at advertised, you think that people are simply living on
one pinoli nut. Anyway, we have to say,
so
we have to bid you adieu.
We'll talk tomorrow. We'll talk next week. I hope it's sunny and the snow is gone.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman. Food for mood. I tried.